My name is Benjamin De La Paz, BenjaminDelaPaz. I am recording an interview with
Jimena Guerrero, JimenaGuerrero. I am from San Antonio, Texas, originally from Zacatecas, Mexico.
Okay. The date is September 9th, 2023. And we are conducting this interview at the John E. Cotter Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean to me being with my family, especially during the holidays, and just get together and just feel the warmth of the house while making them.
Do you have any special memories you have from tamales?
Yes, so I used to get with my tias, my mom, my cousins, and we will all like get together and make tamales. My tias will make like the masa, they will make the mole, the stuff that you put in them, and then I would, we would just fill them out, so it was really fun.
Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them?
Yeah, that in December we would get together usually for Christmas Day, and we will eat them at the next day, so Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. Is there a particular person that you associate with tamales?
My mom, my tias, and yeah.
You said you eat tamales during the holidays. Are there particular holidays that you eat tamales more at? Or?
Yeah, so it will be Christmas. So we will make tamales during Christmas. And we will eat pozole during, the New Year's. So it was like one and one.
I love pozole. How do you prepare the tamales?
Okay, so we would grab the mixamal. We will mix it with lard to make the masa. Then on a separate, you will make the what it goes inside, so it will be like the mole. So we will make like red mole, green mole. We will make different kinds of tamales, like bean tamales. We will make some like Philadelphia with the jalapeno ones. Those are really good. And then so we will make like 5 or 6 types of tamales, and we will eat them.
Who in your family prepares them?
So now that my tias, they passed away, we all get to, well, my mom, she tries. So I feel like we were going to have to like keep going and try to make them, like now my cousins and stuff. So so to keep the tradition, because I feel like it's getting lost.
You mentioned some ingredients earlier. Are there any other ingredients that you guys use, and where do you get them?
Oh, we will use the corn husks.
Corn husks.
We will get them from the mercado, which is like a little store. We will soak them so they can become more like flexible, because they were really hard. I feel like that's it. And then the big ollas that you will put a bunch of them. Yeah.
When you prepare tamales, are there particular utensils or tools that you guys use?
Well, we use like, you know, those little spatulas to put the cement on the,
To make it smooth. Spackle?
Yeah, like the two, well, not the triangle ones, the ones that are like, that they're like square and they have like a little handle.
I know what you're talking about.
We use those to like, we grab the masa, and that's easier to spread the masa.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales?
My favorite?
Yeah, favorite kinds of tamales.
My favorite one, it will be the red ones, which is pork. My red ones, and then it will be the ones with Philadelphia and jalapeno. Those are my favorite ones.
What is the most unusual tamale filling that you have ever seen?
I've seen some like sweet ones that are like pineapple or like strawberry. We're in my region in Mexico, we don't really do like sweet tamales. Mm-hmm. So whenever like I see like sweet tamales or I try them, I honestly don't like them. Like I feel like they don't go together, but a lot of people like them. So that's what I think is weird. But I know in a lot of places it's not weird, but
yeah. Is there anything else that the questions didn't cover that you would like to add?
No, I feel like that's everything.
Okay, all right, yes. Excellent.